to confess was approved.
Right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And he will be thereabout and dwell within. Well, don't dwell in tabernacle, he dwells, you know that?
That's right.
This tabernacle is a figure of your body. You know, you not that your body is a tabernacle of the time. See? You have been resurrected from life, and resurrected from the dead. You pass through here. See? All right. Leon. Now have this finished in a minute.
And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears.
And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears.
And there shall be no more death.
And there shall be.
Neither
no
sorrow.
More death. Don't you remember I told you? Mm-hmm. See? Even death. See? Even things in these, though people are dead, that shall live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Never be. He said, this man gonna die. And I prayed that. And showed him. I talked about this physical body. He said, look at here, man. You're clothed upon with an immortal body. When does that happen? You see? And then you've got it in Philippians. There too. As when he is revealed from heaven, he will change our mortal body into a glorious body. Not going to hear us. Now, Pastor, here, at the Transfiguration, see, Moses saw him up here, John saw him all out of Patmos out there, see, with such great bright body, you understand, even the heavens fade away. And Paul is seeing him in a vision, see, then Paul is seeing him in a vision, see, and when you see him, you see him in a vision.
That's right.
So, you understand? And if you do a shot, get good and shot and look good, the day that look for him shall reappear the second time without sin under salvation as Hebrews. See, if you just kind of look around a little bit, you might be able to see him. In bed, we might be able to see him in here. We might be able to see him. You understand? You understand?
Yes, sir.
It just might appear to you that it wasn't on the day after all.
That's right. You get the point?
That's right.
But it is revealed to everybody. Then you can pick up then.
That's right.
But if you just go along now, you're looking for something. See, this might find him in the day, this might find him in the midst. They might appear to you today, then. See, it might appear to you the next another time. Because I thought that was old rich, and I don't know why that See, you're looking at Christ. See? Understand? And that day of the ringing, you understand? Everybody, you understand? But just like, see? And look, we ain't going away and coming back and that nobody, see? So he revived with that with me. So when he's revealed from him, but I'll be right along with him.
Yes, sir.
See, now it would be a matter of impossibility that he'd be right along with him. You understand? When he's revealed from heaven. You understand?
Yes,
if he's up here and I'm out down somewhere else, how could I be with him?
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's the third chapter of Colossians. You see? If he revealed,
yes.
Right along with him. Now, I want you to take it. You had the 21st chapter that day. Now, I've got to see. Now, look, folks. Now, we talked about down here in Egypt. We talked about the Red Sea. Is that what you just said?
That's right.
See? When you said there was no more sea, the first third and the first third was passed away. A lot of folks don't even know there's one, two, three, first, second, and third heaven.
That's right. That's right.
Now, they didn't even know the first three.
That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
That's right. What three? Well, here's the point. That's so. See? Here's the atmosphere. Right? Here is it. First of all, the sun, moon, and stars, yeah.
three of them going down a year, that's atmosphere of that. That's one, that one's two. But this one, yeah. This third one.
Understand?
That's the airplane. You don't look on that one like that. See, that's where I live. That's my address.
Let's see.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's where he is. Everything.
You see?
You're the person of the sun. The planets, the sun, and the moon, the stars, and everything is embodied within him. And they're just figures that point him out. The natural and the spiritual.
You see?
21st chapter. 22nd chapter.
And he showed me a pure river of water of
life. Now he showed me a pure river of water of life.
Clear as crystal.
See? A river. First pathway, no more seas. Tabernacle with the bodies of man. Joshua picked him up and carried him on through the river Jordan. Was that right? He showed me a river of water of life. Told me that tabernacle. Now right down through the spine of column. See? Inside of those spinal columns, it flows down from up here. See, I'm saying that spinal fluid is just as clear as a crystal. See, and here is the heaven. Here, you understand? First, you left the north hemisphere of your brain. 12 tribes on one side, 12 ribs on one side, 12 on the other side, 12, 12, 24. 13, 33 vertebrae in the spinal column, see, coming on down, see, and on either side of the river, there's a tree of life. Down here you have it, and up there you have it, tree of life. And what happens?
Proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh,
proceeding out of the throne
and of the Lamb,
and of the Lamb.
In the midst of the street of it.
In the midst of the street of it.
And on either side of the river.
And on either side of the river.
Was there the tree of life?
No, I don't have time to go back in the Garden of Eden and get the river. Pick them up there, you see. Either side of the river. Let me just take it this way. Down here. And this earth will have a new covenant that you got. See? On this, on this side. On this side of it. You see, on the other side of the river, the temple, you see, you got so on the side of the river, you see, and it gives off its fruit, and its seed, see, and it's never out of seed. It begins to be in seed, and then out of seed, and every time you see, see, giving you some, this fruit stuff, the fruit of the Spirit, which was typical of the fruit in the Garden of Eden, the fruit of the Spirit is love. See? It's never all down here on this side of the river, but you're walking around here in the physical body. You see? You see what I mean? The fruit of the Spirit is love, meekness, the temperance, all those kind of things, see? And it's on the side of the river, doesn't make any difference in your body, or on the other side. You understand? Then we can walk your body. Now, did we do any good with it?
Yes.
Now this is what we tried to do. We tried to put this together real quick. And we show you what kind of points and how John is out there. And he ain't saying nothing on earth to find what he is. All from the city of the seven churches, the seven seas, the seven angels, and so forth and so on. You see what I mean? That's all the facts. There isn't anything on these charts. But when he's right out there, through you. Say another thing. And say it there. Nobody tell me nothing. I'm not seeking information.
That's right.
I'm imparting it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
See, you know why I don't want to know nothing about me? You don't know nothing to tell me.
That's correct.
And see, I don't know nothing to tell my own silly self. I don't want to get over HC preach. See, I've got enough of that. Yeah, right here, Joshua and the son.
Now, through you, we are called.
You get the promise? Yes, that's right.
Couldn't play nobody, but I don't want to hear me preach.
I don't want to hear myself.
See?
Anybody stupid in me. You see? Well, I hope you all have, just your lesson, I hope you all have got something out of it. Is there any interrogation or any questions? If not, thank you, Brother Mitchell.
There's a couple of remarks in there before we close out. There's instead of just going along and shaking hands and saying thanks, there is but one way to show our thanks for those of you from California, and especially AC, for having driven well over 3,000 miles to come with us just for a couple of days. There's only one way to show that you're Christian. And that is for anyone who is of a heart and mind to do so. That is to just go ahead and just testify to the fact of what this teaching has done for you and what you've got out. That's the only way you could ever show that man any thanks. You see, that's the only thing he'd ever appreciate. Now, your presence from Friday, Saturday, and today, just by your presence, has been mute testimony to the fact of them coming all that way and all that distance, you see. But there's another witness involved. You see, everyone is moved. If anyone would be of a mind to do so, now would be the time to say whatever you have on your heart and mind to say. So the floor is yours.
Talked to us on the phone after we returned to Syracuse, or those of you who remember returned to Syracuse. He said we continue the convention and beyond. And we've truly done that. And just as the convention left us pretty well speechless, and we felt we had so much to chew about, we sort of had to go home and, you know, really work it over. That's pretty much the way I feel.
That's right.
It's been tremendous, and if we could keep you here, we'd keep you here, but just thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
thank you is not sufficient, but
it's all right. It's sufficient.
What this is about, and after the convention, There was some knocking and I didn't go to the door. And after this time, I can't really say, you know, what all I have gotten out of it. It is something that she said you have to work over and to talk over and to mull over until it becomes a reality with you.
Mm-hmm.
Try to dream up of you. It's very difficult for me to truly express how much all of this has meant to me. It's a very precious thing and a very joyful thing. And every day as I walk around, I feel that my life has been greatly enriched and that I'm an entirely different type of person. And actually, next weekend I'm going to celebrate an anniversary. It was last weekend through a vessel or another person, that I just sort of kind of happened accidentally on purpose to write it to Mitch and to learn of Yahweh, whom I never knew before, really. And all the wonderful treasures that Yahweh has to impart to us. And all I can say is that I am deeply and sincerely grateful, and I thank all of you people who have come in from LA for joining us again and helping us to continue the convention.
To you is not the same as mine.
But I'm just as tired when I get over the top of my mountain as you are when you get over the top of yours, you see. Now, if I can overcome and struggle down now, and be encouraged by my being able to do it, you see, it's possible for you to do it. Why? It's because you do have the overcomer within you. That's true divine sweetheart. And there isn't anything else that is worthwhile. Sitting home watching the TV and doing all the other things, you see. There isn't anything other thing that's going to give you eternal life but for you to come and learn that Yahweh actually has done the job through Yahshua the Messiah. And you're going to have to hear that, and you're going to have to realize it. See, and I'm going to have to teach it, and I'm going to have to prove it, and I'm going to have to run the roads, and you see. Now, if you expect me to do that and to teach, I'm talking to the ones that are here. If you expect me to be in class to teach, likewise, there's another side to the coin. And I kind of halfway expect you to be there. If you expect me, and I don't get a break and have a break, you see. And for the little time that we have, you see, I count it a joy to worry that with it. And so to those of you from L.A., and those of you that have seen fit to be with us from Canada, just naturally so, we have try to conduct ourselves and be your host in such a way as to make you to have a desire to want to come back and be with us. See, that's what any of you from L.A. and anybody from anywhere, this is your home. If you are among us here in New York, this is your home. So, this weekend is over. And class is dismissed.
Rich, I have one thing I want to point out. I think it's important. And I need to point it out when I was going to put a book about buying a weapon. And I'll say what we do. We could go from one thing to the other there. Now, see, you said well. They did not stay there, but Moses told, and then when he went up the mountain in the 16th chapter, or in the 24th chapter in the 16th verse, they went on back down. See? And they went to this road of prayer. And when Moses came down, he took the stone and threw it down the road, and the land was hot. And so also if you read in the 34th chapter that you find it, Yahweh was hot too. And Joshua told us we hope back down too. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, you see what you have to do now, that thing that right on over here. And see what you've got. Now they didn't do what they were told and stay there. See? And they went down, took off their arrangement and through. And they went for the men, they had to carry all of the beast there. Now this is material and all of the book. Not to go to the tabernacle, we're with on 35, you see. And they need to go together. Now that's got to be fulfilled. Now, here's the fulfillment. Here's why I said what I did. And here's why I think it's important that I should show you. Now, that's why the Messiah sent it. You find this in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. See, he ascended from the Mount of Olives. That's where you might have transfiguration on one side and ascension on the other. And he ascended the cloud, too. And he told them before he ascended. And now you go back to the roof, which is about a Sabbath day. And you stay right there until you receive power from on high. And then we shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Samaria, the utmost parts of the earth. Right?
Right.
Now, they went back, like you told me to do. But after they got back, if you would take the 24th chapter of Luke, you see, he sat down, and he told me all things in the scriptures. That's in the law and in the prophets. And in the Psalms must be fulfilled. So this is what I would tell you. Right?
Right.
So then he opened up that understanding. And while he's been gone, I didn't say anything about this. So they're looking over here. Now they didn't have the New Testament. So they went back and they got to looking around since he was telling them about the scriptures being fulfilled. See, and they stumbled upon this over here. And Psalms about his bishopric, about who Judas by transgression fell. See, and he didn't tell them before he attended. See, but look, look. Who was to take the Judas' place who by transgression fell? You see, you don't tell them. So just like they took off the earrings and things, went to shoot the girl out here, you know what I'm saying? See? I said, well, here are one of the things he didn't tell us about. Who's supposed to take Judas' place who by transgression fell? And so then they set Barnabas and Matthias before. Now they're going to fill Judas' place. Let's fill it at 12. So they went to cast their lots. See? And the lot fell on the size. See? And they kept him with the 12. See? Yeah? That's all you ever heard about. Now here's the man that's supposed to take his place. Judas' place, who by transgression fell. Now, the Apostle Paul, or Saul, was his right name, see, in Tarsus. See, he was a eunuch. He could not go into the congregation of the assembly. The 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy and the 56th chapter of Isaiah say that they couldn't go in there. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Congregation of the assembly. Question? Why? Seed doesn't have any seed in there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, what business has he got in there telling somebody else? Get the point? But now, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, and you're not in the flesh, as it was back here, then the eunuchs, see, they could come in. And they had a high and exalted place within his walls, the 56th chapter of Isaiah. Understand? A special place. See? So now Saul, or Paul, he was the man that was to take Judas' place, who by transgression fell. See? And he could not be drafted in or put in his place until after he's gotten into the Spirit and by the eunuchs. You understand? No more born after the flesh, but after the Spirit, so he can come in now if he wants. And he was that bad boy, too. There was some letters with the high priest, and he was knocking them on out. You understand? You see what I mean? But when it pleased Yahweh that separated him from his mother's womb to put him in there, to take Judas' place, who by transgression fell, it will not be by power alone.
Oh.
You see? You see? But it is born of the Spirit. You understand?
Yes.
And he was the 12th apostle. That's why he couldn't come in under the law. You understand? Or under the flesh. You understand? And Judas he was. You see?
You see what I mean?
Those representing the satanic part of it. You understand? Then he had to have him right along with him. since he's opening up the understanding there, that he actually resurrected from the dead, you see, then after that he ascended. No, he didn't tell us who's going to take his place. You see, so they went to doing like they do over there in the Vatican. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like he told us here. See? With the casting lots and voting them in. Mm-hmm. Now, could you imagine somebody voting an apostle in? You see, if I wanted to bring it up, see? So, now, these things have got to be fulfilled. You see? And since the apostles, and he didn't tell him who was to take his place. And Paul could not come in, you see, because he was a eunuch. You see, until after the Spirit was poured out. Because it's not the flesh now, it's the Holy Spirit. So then they're not born of flesh and blood, but born of the Spirit. And he was a master to them.
Yes, he was.
Spoke more tongues and more language than was sent to the Gentile. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That boy was really educated. Not only at the feet of Gamaliel, but he was educated from the home. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? Now, I thought I'd better just leave that one with you. See?
Yes.
So you can see that it isn't a matter of electing somebody. Selecting somebody. See, but you just simply have to be. An apostle means an eyewitness.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, Paul was an eyewitness. He really saw it. Matthias and Barnabas, I'm sorry. You see? And these cardinals, and popes, and all, the cast of nuts and the smoke one about the Sistine Chapel. See, that's what them boys were doing down there, see? You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Just like the pool after you got that burger here, you see what I mean?
That's right.
See? He didn't take his place when that transgression fell. Do you get the idea? And the ringleaders of it, Moses killed every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Send them through the camps and kill it, because that might break me down in one day. And that's what's happening. See, and I wanted to show you, and I brought that up, so I could show you the fulfillment of it out there. You understand? They got this thing all set up, you understand? And the College of Cardinals, I know all about it. Yes, indeed, I know it from start to finish. They both. See who's going to take the place of one deceased pope. You understand? Cast lots, just like them. You see? And they're all in the flesh. None of them in the spirit. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you can't get close no hand into nothing.
No.
You get the point? Now he's going to sit up here and be the head of the church. That's your old boy. Mm-hmm. The son of perdition. So the apostle. Paul took the place of Judas, the son of perdition. You see? You follow me? You see what I'm talking about? So I just thought I'd just leave that with you, see. So you know, they didn't do like they told that. See, they're still not doing like they told. You see, but we didn't tell them who was going to be, and they're coming back through there, and they found me, see. So then they're going to be busy and let somebody eyewitness in the flame. You see? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I should say that.
I want to say something, just a word, and that's all. I want to thank all of you here from New York on behalf of Dr. Kennedy and Mary, my brother Richard, and myself, for making us feel so much at home, seeing that we've been fed and bedded down, and all of those things which are essential for this body. And we want you to know that we felt like we were at home the whole time we were here. We're grateful to all of you. I'm pleased that we can go back to Los Angeles with a different report about New York than we had to go back to Los Angeles with the last time. There are some valuable and precious pearls here in the state of New York. And believe me, when we get back, they will hear about them too. And we thank you very much for everything. I thought I should say that. I think also, before we leave, I think that if we'd all stand and ask Dr. Kinley to dismiss the failures, we'd be fine.
I want to say to you that I appreciate the hospitality and the attention and the attention and all that has been bestowed upon me. And since Dr. Dennis said he was speaking for the folks that work in California, which includes himself, Sister Mary, and Brother Richard. I'll just speak to himself. I'll speak to them too. For the last one, I've enjoyed myself immensely. And as Dr. Dennis said, I said the report about these few days up over the edge of the being the hospital that we was all hearing about for this day's uproar. And two, I'm glad and happy that Dr. Billy Green and Dr. Riley is here from Canada, because I was somewhat puzzled in my mind about just what I was going to do about that situation. And see, I thought possibly I'd leave here and go back to Canada, but you saved me a trip. And see, by your presence here, and I hope that I've gotten together sufficiently and benefited from our stay and contact and conversation and part of what little knowledge we possess one another back to the forest, and it will be necessary now to go to Canada. So I'm happy to say thank you to Yahweh, Julie, your beloved companion, to New York. And I'm sure you enjoy it as we have. Thank you for the sisters here. I've never been in a place in my life where I've been treated there. Did you mention Mother Nim over there? They treated me with all the hospitality and courtesy I took, and in fact, it has been over backwards and overdone it. You see? And I'm grateful. Anyone else have anything to say?
I'd like to say that we're glad to be here. And I want to thank all of you also for your hospitality. And we're kind of glad we had a chance to come up here instead of having you go to Canada in a way, but we have people back there. Because we have a chance to meet and see all of you again that we saw at the convention and meet the others that are still here that we have not met. And we hope, if time lasts, to come back and visit with you all again.
I'm going to get out of it. And then I say, where am I going to go? And then I say, well, I'm going to the churches and tell them all these cool ordinances they're doing, and I'm going, so, because I better stay in the clients, and I got some more better too. So really, you know, some convincing arguments from the
biblical sources. You may have to read this out of the book. Not be productive to teach yourself what you did. Children depart until the 7th chapter of Revelation, or the 10th chapter of Revelation, the 7th verse. Since Dr. Lucas has just not been coming right down to change the truth. Now, we don't have no long gone after the education of the dog, but the man came down here, ripped down in the end of the servant.
Yes, sir.
Still here for a short age. 1656, the first, 7th, 23, 77th. This we just got to put to us on. But we talked last night. Not at work, then you see the battle pretty well. And you are on what we might call a prolonged probationary period, or a short. So I can tell you that I'm not allowed. So you might be in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Yes, sir, my Lord, the day is coming, you see. And the beginning to be slow for the negative and concern, the organs stand apart from the head, you understand? Which is an indication of the last quarter, you see. But come out here. Read.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
When he shall begin to sound.
When he shall begin to sound.
The mystery of Yahweh should be finished.
The mystery of Yahweh. And I told you there were two mysteries. The mystery of Yahweh and the mystery of iniquity. See? Now, you cannot put your finger on anything that I have. So since I have this vision of revelation, you can't put your finger on nothing in the Bible that we haven't explained to you in such a way that you could understand it, and you can't deny it even if you wanted to. You see? Now, this angel, and this is the finishing up. Because we took that book from Genesis to Revelation, we took every animal and then ended up giving you a verse to you and everybody else. And this verse happened. So I brought it on down so that you could see the reality of it. That you would realize that Yahweh is ever present. And we have come down to the level. One other thing I think I should mention right here too. It's important. Now Judas had taken 30 pieces of silver back. Right?
Yes.
I told you that last night. Now, Pope Paul is the first pope in history. See, he was 66 years old when he was on the crown. Right?
Yes, sir.
Before was six.
Yes, sir.
66 steps, that's the mark of the beast. And he's the first pope in history that's ever sent in with resignation. He carries the 30 pieces of silver back.
Hallelujah.